Blog Talk Radio.
blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for tuning in. I have a featured guest with me this evening. I have Rob White. He is a jazz saxophonist. Are you with me, Mr. Rob White?
Hey, Brenda. I'm here. How are you?
All right. And that last track I just played was called Just Kicking It. And we'd like to start off on how you got started on your passion.
Well, that's a long story. But I'll
We're
try
just going
to
make it brief.
Right. Well, in a nutshell, my mother was an avid jazz listener, and she loved people like Najee, Gerald Albright, Kirk Whalum, She listened to all sorts of jazz and R&B. I heard a lot of that growing up in my house. And it was actually in the summer of going into my sixth grade year, my mother brought me home my first saxophone, which somebody gave to her because their son didn't want to play it anymore. So it was just kind of something that she brought home, just something I thought I might just try for a little bit. And it ended up becoming even more than just that. It became a career for me.
Oh, okay. All right, then. And I read a little bit about your bio, and it said that you played several instruments. It wasn't just the woodwind.
Mm-hmm.
You mastered the violin and the flute.
I do play a little flute. Go ahead.
What made you decide to stick with the saxophone?
Well, like I said, it kind of wasn't much of a choice at that time. my mother, she loved the saxophone. It was her favorite instrument. And she actually brought that home for me. But even before I played saxophone, I started out on violin. And violin was pretty good. It was okay, but it was nothing like the saxophone. So, of course, I picked up the sax, and I've never put it down ever since.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. And so let's ask you, how long have you been off and on during the music thing here?
In what way do you mean? Like, have I just been on and off as far as playing, touring, recording?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I've been off and on. Well, actually, it's a constant thing always going on. I always perform and play and everything, and I'm also always trying to get better. So it's a number of things. This particular year, I have been working on another project, and at the same time, I've also been really just honing in on my craft and really putting it together and trying to get much, much better at it, because this particular album that I'm working on is really going to ask a lot of me. And a lot of the ideas that myself and my producer and the people I'm working with have, we have a lot of those ingredients in mind. So I've really been working really hard to perfect and prepare myself for something like this.
Right. So do you have any recent albums that you have put out?
The most recent one at this time is Just Kicking It, which was the one that you just got done playing. That was the title cut.
Okay.
That is the most recent one as of right now. Like I said,
okay.
I have been working on something current.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure that everybody will get the chance to hear it real soon. And so just make sure you look out for it and continue to support. And you'll definitely, I'm sure you won't be disappointed in this next one.
Right. So with all our listeners that just tuned in, I am speaking with Rob White. He is a jazz saxophonist. If anyone wants to call a show and speak to Rob White, you can call the guest line number, which is 657-383-0771. And my name is Brenda. Do you have any events coming up, Rob?
I do have a few events coming up. Both out of town, in town, where I currently live. I currently live in the Indianapolis area. I have a couple of shows coming up here, and I also have a couple of tour dates that are going to be this year. I have one in South Carolina. I have one that's going to be in September. I also have another event in Dallas, my hometown. That's a little bit later on in the year. But if you want to catch me in the Indianapolis area, I do have a few dates. August 27th at the downtown at Georgia Reese's, which is a nice establishment. And I also have something down in Evansville on New Year's. So those are a few dates that we do have coming up.
Now, may I ask you,
and there's
you,
more
you
dates
came,
to follow as well.
Didn't you come to Evansville before?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Did you come to Evansville before?
Oh, I've been
Evansville,
down
Indiana?
In Evansville plenty of times, yes.
This
I, will actually,
I somehow been missing you.
Uh-huh.
What was the last date you was in Evansville, Indiana?
In Evansville, it's
yeah.
been a few years. It's been a couple of years. But the last time that I remember doing an actual show, like an actual event, it's been a couple of years. But like I said, I haven't forgotten about the Evansville crowd, and I definitely want to come back down there and do something once again because it has been too long. And just want to let the people know that I haven't forgotten about them. And so I definitely appreciate their support, and I definitely want to come down and give them another great show.
Yeah, Evansville, you have a lot of fans down there. I happen to have looked up on Facebook, and I've seen a video a lady had played on her Facebook page of you sitting down playing your sax. And I'm like, how did I miss this? You know, you're one of my favorite saxophone players, and I'm like, how did I miss this? So later on the show, I will ask you again to mention those dates again. So would you go ahead and mention your fan page information and how folks can follow you?
Sure. On social media, my Facebook page, you could go to it's actually, if you type in, of course, Facebook.com, you would put in /rob.white.50, and that'll pretty much pull up my particular page. Rob White is kind of a somewhat of a common name, but that's how you can reach me there. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at Rob White Sax, and you can also listen to my music on Pandora Radio. And all you have to do is just type in Rob White Radio. And you can definitely listen to the music on Pandora Radio as well.
I actually did that last night.
Did
it
you?
Was awesome. Yes, I did. And it was like, how can I have missed this one? And I played all the music, every bit of it. And but the first song that really made me fall out the chair, and you know everyone loves Luther Vandross. You know which track I'm getting ready to talk about. House
I have an idea, at least.
Yeah, that
one.
Yeah. That's everyone's favorite. So that what flipped me around, and I kept up following you, and you kept up following me. And I never would imagine that you would come to Evansville, Indiana. We hardly ever get too many jazz players to come to Evansville, Indiana. But I will not miss you coming New Year's of next year.
Yep, we will be down there for New Year's. New Year's Eve. Actually, I should say New Year's Eve going into New Year's. So
where
would
that
year.
Be? What center would that be at?
The actual center... let's see. I can't. There's a couple of spots that were checked out that we're actually still even confirming to have the event. So you probably want to stay tuned on that. And as we get information, of course, you know, you will find out, and it'll be on the website and on our social media pages.
Okay. And I would like you to go ahead and introduce this song, House Is Not a Home.
Sure. Actually, there's a little story and a little history behind that song as well, which some of the listeners that I'd like to share with some of the listeners that may have not known about it. who have heard it, maybe some that haven't heard it. Well, when I performed that song, it was off of my debut album, Let It Ride, back in 2006.
Right.
And I was actually, at that time, I was 22 years old. I was one of the youngest jazz artists in the industry. And to perform a cover of Luther Vandross, I learned that you had to do it right or don't do it at all. And and with that, which my producer told me that, it really, you know, kind of sparked a fear in me a little bit. He was trying to really put a lot of pressure on me and say, you know, hey, if you do this right, it could be great. But if you do this wrong, it could really, you know, do something for your career. So I had this fear in my head. And the funny thing about it is I've heard a lot of Luther songs, but I never really heard him cover that one when I was growing up. So on my way to Phoenix, I listened to it religiously. I listened to it on the plane. I listened to it on the way there. And believe it or not, I did a one take on that particular one. And that was the magic cut. I was very upset with my producer because I thought I was kind of warming up and getting ready in the studio. And he told me, he looked at me, he said, oh, I got it, man. I got it. And I was very upset with him. I said, you know, I was just warming up, man. I didn't want to. He said, no, trust me, I got it.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's kind of the history on that. And also it was used in the movie Not Easily Broken with Morris Chestnut and Taraji P. Henson and Katie Jakes.
I bet you was a proud man when they used your track, huh, in the movie.
I was. I actually didn't know. It was somebody who told me
when
they went to go see the movie, and they called me right then and there and said, this has got to be you on this movie. And I did a little research and tried to find out about it, went to go see the movie, and sure enough, yes, it was. Yeah. The credits and everything. Yeah, it was all there. So, I was very, very shocked by it.
There are some folks that said they didn't see that movie, and they just follow the track from the movie because some folks have never heard of you. So you actually made a big hit with drawing a lot of people, you know, because you played it so good, so right, you know, and a lot of people buy soundtracks to movies, you know, just the music. But people would like to take it further. I want that guy from that track in that movie, you know. And then that's how you get your fans and followers. It's amazing how people just fall into you, you know.
Right.
Just fall into
you,
you know. It ain't just how much you put out on your website, on Twitter or Facebook or your website page or Amazon and all and CD Baby and all that. Some people just happen to listen to it from a movie, and then they like it from there, and then they take it from there. So we're gonna that's a real good story, a real good story right there. I like that. So I'm gonna let you go ahead and introduce this song. Go ahead.
Sure. This is off of my debut album, Let It Ride. This is Luther Vandross's "House." A house is not a home. Thank you.
House Is Not a Home by Rob White, the original Rob White here. Hello, everyone. Good evening. This is Brenda Moss. This is Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. Hello, Rob White. Are you having fun yet?
Yeah, I am. I appreciate you having me here on your show.
All right. So, is there anything you would like to bring out about any events that's coming up, any new music that's coming out? And would you like to throw out some inspiring, strong words out there for those out there struggling in the music industry?
We do have a few events coming up this year as well. You can catch me in the Indianapolis area. If you want to, you can actually go to my Facebook page, rob.white.50. You could also visit my website, www.robwhitemusic.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at robwhitefax. And that'll keep you informed on the things that we are doing and where I'm performing next. As far as encouragement for people who are kind of struggling in the industry, the one thing about the industry is that you have to love what you do. You have to truly have passion for what you're doing. You should try to be the best at what you can, and you just got to love doing it. The politics of the industry sometimes can get a little tricky and a little finicky, and that's why you've got to make sure that it's something that you enjoy so much that sometimes the business side, which is a very important side of the business, but it's got to be something that you love what you do and you do it to the best of your ability, that to the point where sometimes the politics, when they do get tricky and sticky, you can keep going on in what you're doing because you love doing it so much. Sometimes it works out great. Sometimes it doesn't. But like I said, it's got to be a passion. It's got to be something that really means the world to you. And when you have some kind of passion like that, then nothing will stop you. Just try to keep dreaming and make your way to the top and do everything you can to, without, of course, cutting corners, but do everything you can to be a success in what you do. And if you enjoy it, that's all that really matters.
Wow. Well, y'all heard it from Mr. White, and I like to take that in myself. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I have another track here. It's called Should Have Kissed You. What year that album, that song that in that album came out?
That's actually off of my Just Kicking It album as well. And that is that was one of the singles when the album first dropped. When we did Just Kicking It, we did something a little bit different than Let It Ride. Let It Ride was a little smoother. Melodic type of album, which is a great album, but then we kind of wanted to push more for the urban AC type radio, and a lot of my tracks off of my Just Kicking It album made it onto iHeartRadio. There's a couple of songs that they actually were playing, and I believe they still play every once in a while on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, which is a great cover of another Luther Vandross song, Anyone Who Had a Heart. And Should Have Kissed You is a song that was actually done by Chris Brown. It's one of his original songs.
Yeah,
and
right,
I decided to cover it for the younger band.
And so would you like to introduce this song?
Sure. This particular song is off of my Just Kicking It album release. This is Should Have Kissed You by Chris Brown. Oh,
and Shoulda Have Kissed You by Rob White. All right, Rob White, is there any information that you would like to give before we sign off?
Any information? Yeah, you can make sure that you continue to follow me on social media. That's at twitter.com/RobWhiteSax. Don't forget to listen to me on Pandora Radio. Just type in, just pull up my station by typing in Rob White Jazz. Also, continue to visit me on my Facebook page and website. My website, www.robwhitemusic.com. And my Facebook page is facebook.com/rob.white.50. Send me a message, and I'd love to. I'm sociable on social media and everything, so feel free, if you have any questions or anything, feel free to just hit me up, and I'll definitely respond.
All right, and I really appreciate you coming on air tonight, and I'm quite sure there are listeners out there that are shy to call in on the show. But the show is recorded, and and it will be spread through other websites besides just Facebook and Twitter. And you have the link, and I really appreciate you coming on, and you're always welcome to come back. And I will be following you, and if you have any new music, find me, and we'll do another show together. So I'm always looking right behind you, Rob, and you're doing a very good job. Keep it up. I love those inspiring words, and let's keep in touch.
Brenda, I really appreciate you having me on your show, and for all that you have done, even up into behind the show, I really do. And I have to, and since you're down there in Evansville, I have to make sure I hook you up real well. When we do come and do a show, I got to have you there. And,
yeah.
And we'll probably do a show or something, maybe even before the event for the Evansville people. And I'd love to have you there. So we'll make sure we make that happen.
Okay. I'm blushing right now.
Right?
I've been following you for so long, and I'm just kind of like so trying to not be so nervous. I am so glad you came on air. Sorry I wasn't able to play two other tracks, but you have a lot of fans and followers out there that's got your music. I purchased your music already on Amazon. You know, I have House Is Not a Home. So I'll be following you, looking. I'm right behind you. So keep in touch, and I'll keep this episode playing on all websites, MySpace, Tumblr, Google+, all of them, Twitter, Facebook, all of them. And just all I can say is keep in touch, and I really appreciate you, and thank you, and keep up the music.
I appreciate you so much, Brenda, and I will definitely be keeping in touch with you. And I look forward to meeting you when we come down there and doing the event in Evansville. Make sure you're in the house.
Yes.
I'm going to make sure you have your ticket. I'll make sure of that.
Okay.
Just make sure that you show your face there, okay?
Okay, I will. I have on my best outfit. All right.
Thank you.
You have a blessed evening.
Hey, you do the same, and thanks so much once again for having me on your show.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.